second game in the newly renovated Ralph Wilson Stadium. How did the first one go? What did you think? Well, joining us in studio is the Buffalo Bills Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience, a frequent guest on the show, Andy Major. Andy, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
We want to tell people, again, the phone lines are down, and which drives me crazy because I know how much you like taking fan phone calls. But if you have access to Twitter, if you have a question for Andy, you can tweet it in at John Murphy Show, and we'll read it on the air. But overall, Andy, how did it go last week? What did you think?
You know, overall, we thought it went really well. You know, we wish we were 100% done with the construction project, and we weren't. But fans really seemed to have a great time. It was Kids Day, a lot of kids, a lot of families. And we got a lot of great feedback, and we got some positive, some constructive feedback as well from fans.
I made a point of walking around. I'm sure you did, too. I think I saw you walking around. When the gates opened, everybody walked in, and within 10 minutes, people had big smiles on their faces. First of all, it helps when the weather's that great, but I think people like the look of the place.
You know, what was kind of neat was there were so many fans that came in really early.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the operations guys, we love that. You know, when fans come in early, it just helps the later crowd get in even easier later. So, yeah, we had thousands of fans waiting to get in, excited to get in, standing at the gate entry. And it was cool to see them come through and, you know, their eyes open wide, looking at the new signage, looking at the new space, looking at the new concessions, the new team store. I think that was probably our number one positive feedback from fans was a new team store.
Really?
If there was one, like, real wow factor is walking in that store and seeing the space and seeing the product and all the graphics. I mean, that was a pretty cool wow factor for fans, we thought.
The team store right on Abbott Road, it's a great location for that, too. I mean, just right next to adjacent to the stadium the way it is.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, we're talking with the merchandise guys in the office. You know, this is almost like, you know, the local sports stores and merchandise stores around the town because there's so many fans coming and just stopping by.
Yeah.
Because they're driving by and they see it. It's visible. It's part of the building. And it's part of the look of the new stadium, so it's a great asset for the Bills.
As far as the team store on Abbott Road, on game days, I know you talked about this last week, but tell us how it works. You open it for a while, then you shut the gate and do it the other way,
I mean,
right?
it's certainly open in the morning, and it's open all day. And then right around an hour before kickoff, the crew in the store kind of switches it over so fans from the inside that have already entered the building can now go inside the store. And then fans from the outside can't come in the front of the store, but they can come in through the gates and into the store from the interior concourse. First game, it worked out really well.
We're live in our studio with Andy Major, the Bills Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience. And the phone line's not working, but if you'd like to tweet in a comment or a question, you can do it at John Murphy Show. Question here from, I had it here in a second. Where is it? Kenneth Kujawa. Wasn't sure if I was at a concert or a football game. Why do you feel the need to blow out our eardrums after every play?
He's right. He's
really?
Right. I mean, there were definitely a few areas, and our marketing crew and our scoreboard operations team, they work really hard on this, and they want to get it right. But it does take fan feedback sometimes on the sound because, you know, the sound is a distributed system. The whole stadium is reviewed. Different areas are all reviewed. So knowing which areas of the stadium might be louder than others is very, very helpful for them. And we just share all that feedback from our staff and from our fans. So that's a good comment, and we definitely are looking into it. We're not trying to blow everybody's eardrums out. We want it to be loud enough where everybody can enjoy it, but not too loud, of course.
Seems like it's always been a challenge to get the audio just right in there, and I always figured it's because of the vastness of the space, right?
It is, and it's such a great sound system. You know, it's one of the best, if not the best quality system you can have. So, you know, it's just a balancing act with what's, you know, loud and what's not loud and what's comfortable for the fans. So it's something we're working on, and we'll get it right.
More comments on Twitter for Andy Major, who's the Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience for the Bills. Wes Chisson tweets in, much shorter concession lines, easier to get a beer. Overall, was pretty pleased. That was big for you, getting the concession lines moving quicker, right?
It certainly was. I mean, with the new point-of-sale system, with all the new concession areas, more staff working in those areas, yes, I think that was definitely a noticeable thing. And we thought that it worked really well. The lines were short, And we had a lot of people going to those lines because there were great deals for Kids Day. You know, it was dollar hot dogs and the drinks were cheaper. And, you know, so we had a lot of action, which was a great test for us for the home opener against the Dolphins. So, yeah, that worked really well.
Here's a question tweeted in by Kevin Duran. Question, what have the Bills done to make going to a game better for my family? I don't like the fights and drunks.
Wow, that, you know, and that is not a planted message, is it, Murph?
I mean, no.
I love that call, that question on Twitter.
I don't plant questions.
I don't want to, you know, come across like that was, it sounds too good to be true.
Really?
That's our main focus. So that is a great comment. And yeah, we're doing everything we possibly can to make it better for families and kids and friends to come to games. You know, we hired, that's one of the reasons we had 128 uniformed sheriff as part of our new lease agreement, in addition to all the security personnel we've had over the years. So we didn't reduce staffing on security, we added. And we've seen the numbers go down. Our arrest numbers have gone down, our ejection numbers have gone down, the fan behavior incidents, the negative incidents have gone down drastically. And, you know, it's a true credit to all the team members, all of our partners at Work Game Day. You know, everybody takes this to heart because we all work here, but we all have families that come to the games as well, and they experience that negative, sometimes that negative issue as well. So, you know, we're very, very invested in making it better for our fans. We want responsible fans at our games. They can tailgate, they can have fun, they can have a couple drinks, but just do so responsibly. Enjoy the game. And behave well, and it'll be fun for everybody.
Here's a question tweeted in by Chad Smith. Love the new stair setup. I assume he means a monumental staircase, but was wondering why the parking lots across Abbott Road never get paved.
Good question and great comment, and that is in our future plans, is to get those lots paved. So, you know, right, if they saw the construction project this year, those lots were actually used for our construction. A lot of the construction materials, a lot of the heavy equipment was kind of stored across the street because it really is very damaging to the lots. So we had that across the street where those lots weren't paved, really to save a lot of the interior lots that are already taken care of with pavement. And then knowing we're trying to eventually pave the lots across the street, get through the construction project, plan for the future on paving those lots, and you know, eventually we will have those lots paved.
And so, another tweeted question. I think this is on the level. Mr. K. France tweets, were hot dogs really a dollar? Because I paid two.
Well, you know what? You know, there were some that were, I think, depending on the size as well. So I think they have some larger ones, the footlongs, and then some, I guess you call regular size hot dogs.
Okay. You get all the answers. I'm impressed.
Well, I thought
that was a joke question, but I guess not.
Wheelhouse
Marine, concession lines still cross the hall in our section. Can condiments be moved to help?
You know, I wonder where he's talking about, but if he's talking about potentially the west end zone area, which is the new open area when you come in through the team store, gate 4, gate 5, that huge expanded area, there's a ton of space out there, and there's a lot of portable concession stands out in this new space. What we saw happen at this first game was fans kind of congregated around only two concession areas, not maybe realizing there's all these new ones and other areas up in this new gathering area for fans. So if he's talking about that area, I can see that, and that might have been what he experienced. But the condiment areas, yeah, we're looking at, with our partner Delaware North companies, to expand and maybe add some additional shelving space for condiments.
What did you do during the game last Saturday? Did you just lap the stadium over and over and over again, looking around, taking
notes? You know,
notes?
Murph, we had a post-game recap meeting, which we do after every game, which is all of our partners, everybody that works the building is a part of this meeting. And we get all their feedback that they heard from fans, that they heard from their staff. We take this, we bring it all together. And that's what I mentioned in that meeting was, this was the first game I can ever remember in my career that I've received so much feedback, positive, constructive, what have you, because there's so much still to finish before the regular season, and we're going to get there. But yeah, we receive. That's what I was doing on game day, is walking the building, listening to phone calls, answering questions, taking notes, putting the notes in my iPad and downloading everything back into the office so we could be prepared for post-game meetings.
Andy Major, our guest, Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience for the Bills. One of the issues that maybe fans don't think about much is security. And I know you got some pretty good feedback from the NFL about the security perimeter in the new stadium setup. Huh?
You know, that was nice to hear. I mean, when the fans come that haven't been to our games, see all the rocks that surround our facility that not only look so much better than what we had in the past, but also provide an actual security perimeter that we're required to have with the NFL. So, we did get some comments from the NFL folks that were on site, and they basically said, boy, you have the best security perimeter in the entire NFL. This is unbelievable what you guys have done with your construction partners.
Because of those big boulders?
A lot of it was attributed to the big boulders. A lot of it was attributed to how we have the layout of the gates and where we have the gates located now, further away from the building. So there's a lot of factors involved, but it was nice to hear that is going to work out well for us in the NFL.
The game was last Saturday afternoon. There's another game tomorrow night, and you have not been standing pat. I hear the construction workers and see them every day. There's still a lot of work going on over there. What are they still working on, and what's going to be new this week?
Yeah, you know, I think what the fans, if they went to the first game and they're coming tomorrow night as well, they're going to see a lot more signage up. A lot more of the fun stuff is starting to go up. You know, the player photos, the player history, the alumni photos, you know, some of those graphics around the building, and then some of the gate structures and the gate signage. So, you know, again, we were ready to play last Saturday.
Right.
But a lot of it was temporary signage, you know, and I think a lot of our fans and some of our partners noticed all that. And, you know, we're working hard to get that done.
You get feedback a lot, as you said, on game day. You also encourage fans to participate with you're going to have like an online survey coming up in this regular season, right?
Yeah, we're working with our marketing team. You know, as everybody hopefully realizes, the Buffalo Bills and especially my department, we are very, very interested in the feedback from fans. I mean, you know, this whole construction project is basically that. It's the fans, what they wanted and what they needed. So, this is going to be an online survey for fans. And we're working with our marketing team on setting it up. And they'll be able to go online, answer a few questions, share some positive and some constructive criticism about their game day experience for each game throughout the course of the season.
A couple of more little feedback here via Twitter. Jason Krantz tweets in, the first down bell is totally obnoxious. Is that your department?
You know, I have to be. No, that's not my department.
That's game presentation.
But I will share that with our friends in broadcasting, marketing, and scoreboard. But I didn't have time to hear that during the game. I wish I could have watched more of the game.
Similar question from Greg. What happened to full screen replays on the main scoreboard? Video is the same size, just more ads, he says. And in the interest of full disclosure, I don't know these things because I'm kind of locked into my own thing.
Yeah,
I don't watch this scoreboard. I don't really hear the first down bell.
He may have already shared that comment with our guest services team because that was one of the comments that came out of our meeting. And we have already shared that with our scoreboard team and with our business development team. And, you know, the funny thing is it may have seemed that way to the fan, but there is actually less content and more replay and larger replay. But it's a good comment, and we want to hear that kind of stuff from the fans. And it's something we're going to keep looking at on how we integrate replays on the scoreboard, sponsorship signage and advertisements on the scoreboard. It's a huge board, and we're able to do some of those things all together. We appreciate those comments on what the fans are seeing out there.
You mentioned about the online survey program starting up in the regular season. Your fan advisory board still is going to get together, right, and talk about some of these issues?
Yeah, absolutely. We plan to meet with them again after the second regular season game.
Okay.
So what we thought would be great, and I think we've talked to them here and there through our ticket office and our customer service department, let them experience a few games. You know, we've talked so much about everything we're going to do and everything that is happening, and they've seen the construction. They know what we're planning. They've been to a couple, will have been to a couple of preseason games, and then now they're going to go to two regular season games that are going to be completely sold out, 70,000-plus, you know, screaming loyal Bills fans having a great time. And then let's get that discussion going again with that fan advisory board after they've had basically four home games under their belts.
Last Saturday during the broadcast, we had Scott Radisek from Populous on part of the third quarter, fourth quarter. He called last Saturday kind of a soft grand opening. And it's important to note that you're still working some things in here, right? I mean, this is a work in progress.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, definitely a soft grand opening. I mean, I personally was putting some signs up myself during the game. So, okay. You know, a couple of areas we actually did miss. Yes, it's definitely a soft opening. But the grand blowout opening is, you know, against the Miami Dolphins at the home opener. So we'll be ready for that one. And I know everyone in the office is really looking forward to that.
Looking forward to having you in here before that game, and we'll discuss some of these issues again.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we try to have as many avenues open for the fans to contact us, to let us know what they're thinking. Unfortunately, the phones are shut off tonight. Right. I'd love to hear what fans are saying and talking about. But, you know, we do. We talk to them every day, especially on Monday, Tuesdays after the games. We talk to them during the games. They're more than welcome to visit our guest services booths on game day and share, you know, some thoughts there, too. So, yeah, we do appreciate the comments and the if it's criticism, great. We'll take it and we'll run with it and we'll do the best we can to make it better.
Thanks for coming in, Andy.
Anytime.
Andy
Thanks
Major,
for having me.
Andy Major, the Vice President of Operations and Guest Services for the Buffalo Bills. He'll be in a couple weeks before the home opener against the Dolphins.